Blog Talk Radio.
It was the Anglo-American Alliance that stood up and fought the tyranny which you hate. So did Norway. So did Denmark. So did the Scandinavians as well, who stood up and fought.
What do you think of Sweden?
Sweden was neutral.
What do you think of Sweden?
I think if people had been neutral against Hitler, Hitler would have won.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Kingdom, and good afternoon to everyone in North America, and hello to everyone around the world. My name is Dave Milner, and welcome you, I want to do, to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Mitchell. Now, Jeff is a little under the weather tonight. He literally has a pain in the neck, and this time it really doesn't have anything to do with Islam. We're going to run kind of a truncated show this evening. Got a little audio I want to play for you, just to kind of set up things for our Thursday show, which we will both be back and champing at the bit on Thursday at 3 p.m. British Summer Time. That's 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time. But just want to let you guys know that Jeff sends his regrets. He would love to have been on tonight, but you know, hey, sometimes when you're under the weather, you're just under the weather, and you got to deal with it. And I'm a poor substitute for Jeff. In fact, I don't even try. But you know what? We're going to try and do this thing. And we'll definitely be back on Thursday with the whole crew. Now, I was going to read the little blurb that we have here. All right. The title for tonight is Government Double Dip and On to Didsbury. Okay, and I just want to check one little thing here. All right, now let me just check. yes, Jeff lets me know that that we do have Colleton in. Welcome, Colleton. Welcome to the show, and welcome, guests. All right, now, welcome to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. And I am Jeff's wingman, Dave Agador Milner. That's Agador from Doctor Who, by the way, an old Doctor Who episode for those of you out there who happen to like that. Now, tonight, well, actually, this will be Thursday when we'll be doing this, but, you know, we will be discussing the upcoming Didsbury demo on the 1st of October, and a big shout-out to the foot soldiers, angels, and supporters of the cause. We'll also Thursday be talking about events and headlines of the week, including the continuing Islamization of our countries and the UK government's ongoing harassment of the human rights leader, Mr. Tommy Robinson, and even some positive developments. And no surrender ever. And as Jeff always puts in at the end, okay, all that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. Now, I'm going to just play briefly an audio that Kel sent to us. That's Kel Fritzy of Red Fox Radio. This concerns Tommy Robinson, the self-same civil rights leader that that we have been discussing on this program for a long time, and the self-same civil rights leader that the UK government wound up looking horrible for imprisoning over the summer. Well, guys, as the title says, they're going for a double dip. They're going to try it again. We knew they would. And Ezra Levant is going to join us with some details here. This is going to be about 4 minutes and 46 seconds long. Here we go, folks.
I just spoke with Tommy Robinson about an hour ago, and I've got some news about his case. By the way, I hope you had a chance to watch my interview with Tommy last week, an in-depth conversation about his treatment in prison. If you haven't seen it yet, please watch it either on our Rebel website or on Tommy's website. So here's the news. As you know, in August, the Court of Appeal freed Tommy from prison, quashed his conviction, and tore a strip off the trial judge in Leeds who put Tommy in prison in the first place. The Court of Appeal said everything about Tommy's contempt of court case was improper. Tommy was never told what he did wrong that day. He was never given a proper chance to consult legal counsel. The trial was far too hasty. The sentence was improper. On and on. So they let Tommy out of prison immediately. But what's so awful is that instead of saying the matter's done, and maybe actually apologizing to Tommy for making him inappropriately serve 2.5 months in solitary confinement, where he was practically starved, where he lost 40 pounds, they're actually sending him back to trial for a do-over. They want to put him on trial again for the same contempt of court charge that he faced that day back in May. The whole thing again, and he risks being imprisoned again. For a moment there, it looked like the UK Attorney General wasn't going to proceed. This new trial was originally scheduled for September 4th, but then it was called off. The UK Attorney General said they weren't ready, which obviously is a lie. They've had all the information about this case since that first day back in May. They have hundreds of lawyers at their disposal. So we thought maybe they're backing down. Maybe they were chastened by the massive public reaction to their abusive treatment of Tommy. So then it was scheduled for next week, September 27th. But then that date was called off. Maybe this thing wouldn't happen after all. But I just spoke with Tommy, and he told me that, in fact, September 27th is back on. And they're coming for him with a vengeance now. They actually want to do this again. They'll be trying to put him in prison again, like they did illegally once before. Tommy says they're coming for him hard. Here's the news today. Tommy told me that the government is actually alleging that Tommy prejudiced that rape gang trial back in May. That is, he destroyed its integrity in some way. But we know that's a lie. He didn't prejudice the trial. The trial concluded successfully. That is not a matter of opinion. It is a fact. Tommy says the government is claiming that he violated the publication ban. But again, that's not true either. He didn't talk about any details from within the trial. He hadn't even been in the trial. He didn't even know the details. He was simply reading from a government website, the BBC state broadcaster, in fact, which listed the names of the accused. But they want to put Tommy away again, so the trial is actually happening now on Thursday, September 27th. Thursday, September 27th, at the Old Bailey Central Criminal Court. That is crazy in itself. Contempt of court is not a crime. They're putting him on trial in a court that's usually the place for murder trials and the like. Tommy asked me to come to court again to report on the proceedings because he doesn't trust the mainstream media to tell the truth. Because they don't tell the truth. Look at these jackals.
No longer believe you.
Okay.
I've got what
would you like to say?
I've got a lot to say.
Yeah.
Nothing to you.
That's it.
To the British public.
Well, the British public watch this.
The British public will watch this.
I mean, do you have any regrets?
I have a thank you to the British public for their support.
Where are we?
Where are we? Top of the
line.
Where
is the car?
Tommy told me to come to London, so I'm coming to London. I just bought an economy class plane ticket, and I'll stay in a small hotel right near the court to save cab fare. Our UK cameraman, Ed, will be there too to make lots of videos with me like last time, and I'll live tweet every word that's said in court. When I reported live from the Court of Appeal hearing, I wrote about 150 little updates from court, and my tweets were seen by 5.7 million people in one day, which is incredible. In other words, I think if I can go to this new trial and if I work hard, I can rebut a lot of the lies that the media is going to tell about Tommy. In some ways, this new trial is even more important than the last one. The last one was done in secret. It was done in 7 minutes. It was done illegally. But this time, Tommy is prepared now, and he has a lawyer now who is prepared, and the world is watching now. So I want to be there to make sure the truth is told. And Tommy specifically asked me to come. I think he trusts me to tell it straight, and I hope you do too. It's important that even just one journalist in court that day tells it like it is. Thanks. Now let's go and win one.
And there you are, people. That was Ezra Levant. He will be covering the trial, the beginning of everything. And we may or may not, we're going to try to have some news for you on Thursday about this. So, please, tune in to our program on that day. And we will try and have something for you. Of course, this is 100% bogus. Now, when I say bogus, I don't mean just, the cool 80s term from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Bogus is an old term. My grandfather used it. Bogus means fake. Bogus means phony. And there's absolutely, excuse me, guys, nothing real about any of these charges that the government wants to make. Again, it was bogus before. In fact, the UK Chief Justice himself said that it was bogus when he threw out the whole thing. And it's still bogus. They can prove none of the charges that they're bringing. Guys, in my opinion, what they're doing is they're just trying to, again, harass Tommy Robinson. They're just throwing this up against the wall in the hope that they can put him in prison and finish him off. If the UK government looked awful before, they look even worse now with this mess. And yes, Ezra Levant is right. The whole world will be watching. The patriots in the UK and around the world will be watching. And I can tell you that the crew here for EDL Radio will be watching as well. And if we get any kind of news about this, any kind of substantive news from the trial, it'll be 3 p.m. British summertime when we go to air. And we'll be constantly looking at the news beforehand just to see if the beginnings of things have been concluded and things of that nature, and we'll bring you whatever news we can at that time. And we'll also have a few positive stories. There's been a few positive developments out there in the United States and maybe other places as well. It does get kind of frustrating. I talk to Jeff a lot about this, and I've talked to Jan and Kel and all the crew. There's so many. So it's kind of nice once in a while to hear about a few progressive steps forward that benefit all of the people, even the people, frankly, that hate our guts. But I just want to say, guys, I'm going to end the show pretty soon, but I want to give this, I want to give this to Jeff, because Jeff was worried tonight that he let people down. Jeff, I just want to tell you from myself and from, Jan, Kel, and Leslie, and all of the rest of them, the only way, brother, that you will ever let us down is that you do not take care of yourself. You do not look after yourself, man. So please deal with your health issues. You know I'll be getting hold of you and things of that nature. And, brother, I just want to play this tune for you before I shut the show down. Guys, this is the Anti-Nowhere League. Jeff, this is for you, my brother.
This is my
All right, guys, and that's for our brother Jeff Mitchell, who's under the weather tonight. We're doing a truncated English Defense League radio show tonight, but just wanted to let Jeff know that we're all thinking about him. I hope you guys will lift him up in prayer if you can. Prayer for his health. And as he would say, also, you know, prayer for our countries in this great struggle that we have to deal with right now. And I also know that Jeff would say to all of you guys, to the foot soldiers, to the angels, to the patriots around the world, all of those who support the EDL and all of those who are engaged in this struggle to preserve civilization, please be vigilant. And I would like to say that I hope that everyone has a blessed week, and be careful out there. And we will definitely see you guys on Thursday at 3 p.m. British Summer Time. And we're going to play you out with a special tune. So everyone, please join us on Thursday for the English Defense League radio show. Thank you.